point that we had raised, it occurred to me really just last night. I was planning on going straight into Molech, but I thought that there's an incredible connection to the approach that we developed with respect to the dual nature of the Isser Avodah Zarah. We talked about Los Yishtach HaVelahem, that there are certain avodos that we do that in the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem, like Haktara, like Nisuch, like Yishtach HaVaya, and Hakravas HaKarbanos. So it's a betrayal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do those things for another entity. But at the same time, we talked about Losa Avdeim as being a different mechayiv, a different pathology altogether. It's not the betrayal of taking something. We don't worship Hashem by throwing stones. But Zorik Evan Lamarkalis, or the act, the crude act involved in Baal Peor, so those acts are a Kabbalos Elohos, because it's Kedarko, which is why if it's Shalok Kedarko, then it's not, you don't have the universality of the original four. So I just wanted to present something about the Rambam's notion of the origin of Avodah Zarah today that I think reinforces how you see both of these ideas actually playing out at the inception of Avodah Zarah. Okay? Both of these ideas playing out at the inception of Avodah Zarah. In other words, that we're going to see here an element of how it's sort of a misdirected worship of Hashem, taking what should have been worshiping of Hashem and then doing it for other things, and then it devolving into a Kabbalos Elohos altogether. Okay, very good. So let's try. So the Rambam says the following. Hope everybody has it open. So let's try. This will be, as you see, I have Molech before. So this will be the Rambam. It should be the eighth source. And it's the page number. Okay. This is the fourth page. I think this is just a remarkable phenomenon. So let me begin. Bimei Enosh Tau B'nei Adam Tau is Gadol. V'nivar Atzas Chach Mayos Ador. Right, the pasuk says Azu Chalikro B'Shem Hashem. V'Enosh Atzu Min Atoyim Haya. V'Zo Haisa Tausam. This was a terrible mistake that they made. Amru, they said, Hoel Velohim Barako Chavim Elu V'Galgalim Lahaning Esaolam Unusanim B'Marom V'Chalakam Kavo V'Im Shamashim Amisham Shin Lefanov V'Uyin Heim L'Shabcham U'Lefaram Lachokam Kavo V'Zehu Ritzono El Baruchu. So if somebody's a cabinet minister, so they derive whatever kavod comes to them from their proximity to the melech. So if God honored the sun, the moon, the stars, the celestial beings, then we should honor them too. So Kevan Shala Davar Zal Libam, when this terrible mistake was made, his chilu livnos the kochavim, he chalos, the hakriv karbanos, notice hishtachavaya. Notice karbanos. Notice the role of a quote unquote mikdash here. Kede lahasig ritzon habore midaitam hara. Vizaya ikar avodas kochavim. This was the foundation of Avodah Zarah. Vakachayu omrim of deha yodim ikara. Lo shehen omrin. Shein sham eloha ela kochavze. Husha Yirmiyo Omer, Milo Yiracha Melech Hagayim, Kilachayasa, Kibachochach Me Hagayim, Uvechom Alchusam, Me Ein Kamocha, Uveachas, Yivaru, Vyichsulu, Musar Havalim, Eitu, Kilomer Hakol Yodim, Sheata Hulavadcha, Avalta Usam, Uchsilusam, Medamim, Shazah Hevel, Ritzon Chahu. So basically, the mistake was not one of polytheism. The mistake one was of misplaced monotheism. They thought that what God wanted, Elisha, was for them to show quote unquote kavod to the kochavim, to the shemesh, to the yareach. Okay, they felt that was the appropriate thing to do. Okay, and And as such, because they felt that was the appropriate thing to do, they took avodos Yehuda that should be directed towards Hashem, like hishtachavaya, bowing down, like karbanos, and started offering them to proxies of Hashem. So everybody can see here, Zachary, right? That what you asked that incisive question, sort of like, you know, what amongst the four is worse? But you see here, the Rambam describes the origins of Avodah Zarah in terms of the Isser of Lo Sishtacha Ve'Elohem, of misdirected, right, Avodas Hashem. It should have been done in the Mikdash Hashem. Instead, the Karbanos and the Nisachim and the Kitur and the Hishtachavaya was done to Avodah Zarah itself. That's where it started, with, quote-unquote, Lo Sishtacha Ve'Elohem. But let's now go a little further and we'll see something I think unbelievable. The Achar Sha'archu Hayamim of the Bibnayadim Nevi'e Sheker, the Amru Sha'el Tziva, the Amr Lahem, Ivdu Kochav Ploni, O Koa Kochavim, the Krivu Lo, the Nischu Lo, notice, Hakrava, Nisuch, all the same things, Kach Kach, Ubno Lo Hechal, right, build them their own Beis HaMikdash, the Asu Tziraso Kedei Lehishtachavos, so you have Hishtachavaya, Hakrava, Nisuch, Kol Ha'am, Hanashim, Vaktanim, Mushar, Amei Ha'aret. So again, the next phase in this, Sha'archu Hayamim, amount of time, so they say that now God was commanding you to do this. Again, it wasn't just their own idea, now they're saying that God really is the one who commands us to show honor to the sun, the moon, the stars, whatever it is. So we're still very much within the realm of misdirected Avodas Hashem. This is what God commands. The charlatans would come up with some form that they imagined in their own heart was, they made it up, whatever it was, an idol of this, an idol of that, a stone, a rock, a tree. Right, and they say, this is the avatar, this is the logo of whatever kochav we're trying to worship. God says, I want you to bow down to that idol, I want you to bring a karban to that idol, I want you to do libations to that idol, I want you to build a mikdash to that idol, right, because that idol is the representative of this star. Once again, umishtachavim lehem. So we have one of the Dalet Avodos. Because this is the avatar, you know, of this divine, of this celestial force that Hashem has now commanded us to observe, to worship. So we should be concerned about how it's doing. Okay. V'chohaneyam omrim lehem shebeavoda zo tarbu v'tatzlichu v'asu kach v'kach. Ve'al tasu kach v'kach. Okay? And the Kohanim were telling them, okay, that through this avodah, that you will be successful. If you want to be successful, you should do certain things and you should refrain from doing other things. So again, this is the realm of what we call Lo Sishtacha Ve'Elohem, of taking avodos that should have been to Hashem, and either on your own deciding to direct them to other things like sun, moon, and stars, or claiming even worse that God is telling you to do this. But now we move to a different stage. V'ischilu kozvim acherim. So there are other liars. I should really put it in a new paragraph. Okay? I should correct it this way. V'ischilu kozvim acherim lamod v'lomar shakochav atzmo. Oh, Hagalgo, Olam Malach Dibrahem. Now all of a sudden, it's God is out of the picture, and it's the sun, it's the moon, the star itself, which is now in charge. Amar Lahem Ivduni Bekach Vekach Veodil Lahem Derech Avodaso Veasukach Vealtasukach. If you want to serve me, throw a stone at me, or perform a crude act in front of me, or tear your hair out in front of me. Upasha Davar Zeh Bechol Olam Lavod Esatzuros Beavodos Mishuno Zomizo. Ulahakiv lahem ulishtachavos, v'kevan sh'archu ayamim nishtakeach Hashem anichbar v'anora mipi kol ha'yikum. So now Hashem had totally disappeared from the scene. Umidaitam v'lo hikiru v'nimtzu kolam aretz nashem k'tanim enam yodim They only remember the Tzura Shel Eitz, Vishel Evan, Heichal Shel Avanim. They never remember the origin, going back to Enosh, and they said, oh, Hashem asked us to, when they said, must be that Hashem wants us to do this. And then the Nevi'ei Sheker, who said, no, the star, you know, Hashem commanded us to worship a star. And then the third level, when the star itself, commanded to be worshipped, to the point where there was a total sense of Shichachas Hashem. And even the Chachamim amongst them, quote unquote, had totally lost sight of God. And all they knew were the Kochavim and the Galgalim. The only difference between the Kohani Avodah Zarah and the masses were the Kohani Avodah Zarah realized that the wood or an idol or the stone or whatever it was that the masses were bowing down to wasn't God itself, but really the sun, the moon, the star was God itself, etc. Aval Tzura Olamim lo yashum adam sheyem akira v'lo yodo al yechidim olam kimo chanuch, the Pasuk says, that's why Hashem waited the 7 days, the Mabul, not to interfere with his Shiva, so to speak, Noach Shem Va'ever, but they had no impact on the world around them, unfortunately. Until Avram Avinu came along and began the long and very hard and lonely process, Avram Ivri, of correcting these pathologies. So what do we see here? It's something exquisite. The pathology of Avodah Zarah started with Los Hishtachav Elohem. Hishtachavaya, Kitur, Nisuch, Hakrava, building faux, pseudo Beis HaMikdash to those who were not Hashem. Just like the Isser, Los Hishtachav Elohem, is to take Avodos that should be done to Hashem and to betray Hashem by using them for other forces. But the inception was that this is what God wanted or that this is what God commanded, right? And then what it devolved into was Lo Sav Deim. It devolved into this idea that the sun, the moon, the stars are actually forces in their own right, not just ministers of God, which was bad enough, and that we have to accept their authority and they're commanding us to do this. Ad kidei kach, that it became such an absurdity that the piece of wood, or the piece of metal, or the piece of stone was going to be something, you know, of a deity in its own right in the minds of the masses. And this confusion, this delusion, is for the Rambam sequential. Lo shishtachav Elohem v'lo sa'avdeim. So what one can see in the origins of Avodah Zarah is the fact that these two Isurim were built into the system. They were built into the system. And again, all it took was simply the passage of time. And as many of us have noted in the past, you know, the unfortunate reality was very much that the individuals, the Noachs and the Mesushalachs and the Chanuchs and the Shem and the Aver, they had very, very little impact on the world around them because these ideas had gained hold. And the reason is obvious. The reason is obvious. And the reason is actually in the next paragraph itself. And I just want to begin to touch on this. So, Derech zeh haya olam holechum izgagal ad shenolad amudo sholam v'hu Avraham Avinu. Kevet shenigmal etan zeh hischil eshotei b'dayit avukatan v'hischil achshav b'yom u'v'alayla. Right, sort of like the paradigm, the mitzvah, v'agisa b'yom v'alayla, v'haya tameya heyach efshar shiye ha-galgal hazeh noeg tamid, v'lo yelo maneg u'mi yisabev oso, ki efshar shiyisabev es atzmo, v'lo haya lo melamed v'lo modia davar, elo mushka b'orkasdim ben ovde kochavim atipshim v'aviv imo, v'chol ha'am ovde kochavim v'hu ovedam imahem, v'libo mishoted u'mevin, ad shehisig derech ha'emez v'heven kavat zedek, mitivunaso hanachona v'yada sheyesh sham Eloha echad. Right through this deep process of searching, v'umaniga galgal v'hu bara hakol v'hu v'ein b'chol nimtza lo achutz menu. V'yada, and he knew clearly shekola am toim v'davar shegaram lamitoze. So the Rambam says it in this line. Shekola olam toim bedavar, v'davar shegaram lamlitos, ze sheovdim es hakochavim ves hatsuros. What was, according to the Rambam, what the great discovery of Avram Avinu? He realized not just what the truth was, that there's one God that runs the universe, but he realized something more profound. Zachary, what did he realize? What was causing people this deep level of confusion?
That they didn't realize that Hashem was really the one.
Right, so that was the philosophical issue. But let me just read those words again and see if we can pick up. What was causing this deep confusion? Okay? And this will now tell us right back into the Aseres Hadibros. So he realized, V'yada she'esham Elohe Echad, that's what Zachary just said, V'yada she'kol olam tolim v'davar she'gara hem l'tozeh she'ovdim esakochav esatsuros ad she'avad ho'emes midaitam. So what was it that caused them to sink so low? What did they have that, in a certain sense, you could understand why people would forget over time? Because what do they have in front of them? Let me see who is raising their hand. Gabi?
It was like a slow, it was slowly as a time, it, Hashem slowly got forgotten, because they had like the stars still, and they had everything, and that just replaced Hashem.
Exactly right. So just in a word, what do they have that you don't have? That it took Avram Avinu, right, as Rambam says in the next line, he was 40 years old when he recognized all this. What do you have in the world of Avodah Zarah, Tzvi, that you don't have when it comes to serving Hashem?
Actually, never mind. I don't know.
Eitan Barinholtz?
Being visible?
The physicality! Exactly right. For the Rambam, that's the definition of belief in Hashem, is that there is no guf, there is no gviya, as we've discussed. And the absence of that, Avram Avinu realized, whereas these tsuros, the idols, or the kochavim themselves, these things were very, 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 very challenging, because they were in front of people's eyes, as opposed to, you know, thinking about some abstract being. That took Avram Avinu himself 37 years from the time that he was 3, Kevan Shenigmalei Tanzeh, until the time that he was 40. So clear in the Rambam that the issue was the physicality of it all. So now let's go back to the Aseres Hadibros. What does the Pasuk say? Lo yelecha Elohim achrim al panai. Lo sa'as elecha fesel v'chol temuna asher b'shamayim mimal. V'al aretz mitachas her b'mayim mitachas l'aretz lo sishtachav Elohem v'lo sa'avdeim. That what did we talk about? But before we talked about Hishtachavaya and Avoda of Kabbalah Salahus, what Isur did we talk about, which is treated with the utmost severity, and even if you don't make it yourself, and even if you don't worship it, but it's still considered an Isur Daraisa, we're still going to give you Malkos for it, is the production of the idol itself. Why is that so serious? Because once it's produced, given our physical nature, what's our tendency? What do we tend to gravitate towards?
What we can see and what's physical.
Exactly. So the production of the Avodah Zarah itself, even if you're not the one that produced it, even if you don't have the intention of worshiping it, it is the ultimate michshol. Because the idea of committing to belief in the Borei Olam, right, whose force is everywhere, but who is not obviously seen, at least not in a sensory capacity, Ellie, right, that generates, right, a very, very deep, right, it, you know, if you have many, many thousands or hundreds of thousands of people in the world, and there are three people that realize this, it means that, you know, it's difficult. And so the production, the physicality itself is so injurious. And so in the psukim, it's just perfectly organized, right? Lo sasal chafesel v'chol t'muna asher b'shamayim yal v'asher b'aretz yitachas v'asher b'mayim yitachas aretz. Why? Because inexorably that will lead down the road to lo sishtachave lohem, right? First misdirecting avodas Hashem towards them, and then the lo savdeim, then just accepting them as gods in their own right. So really, the Isurei Avodah Zarah that we saw in the Aseres HaDibros, and God willing tomorrow we'll get to Molech, are actually but a manifestation of how the Rambam so carefully orchestrated the origins of Avodah Zarah per se. Okay, let's hold it up.